Finishing up, Amos Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph. So joy and relaxation and materialism and shallowness and a lifestyle of hedonism and pleasure have turned to tragedy. All the palaces are burned down. The bones are all that is left. Kihine Hashem mitzaveh, because behold, Hashem is commanding. Hashem is decreeing, says Ibn Ezra. Vihika habayis hagadol resisim. He will crush, he will smite the great house into splinters, into shards. The kingdom of Yisrael, the large kingdom that it once was, it's going to be splintered. But at least those are big chunks. V'habayis hakaton bikiyim. And the small house is going to be shattered into fine, tiny chips, into microscopic particles. So, it's going to be smashed into bits. Even the big house, which is smashed into a smaller house, is then going to be smashed further and practically disintegrated. And then, interesting comment from a shepherd who's a blunt-spoken. Yudbeis, hayirutzen basela susim. Will your horses run on the rocks? And it's interesting. This is one of the early periods when horses were beginning to be used as great steeds of battle. But you never ran your horses on the rocks. It's going to destroy their hooves. They're not going to be able to get any purchase for their galloping. Im yacharosh babikarim? Are you going to plow with cattle? So are they going to maintain their running? Do you plow with oxen on the rocks? Raviat Shalom has a kind of novel possibility that he gets actually from more modern scholars, not so much from Mefarshim. He suggests Babikarim, you could read Babakar Yam. You could read it homiletically as two words. Are you going to plow the ocean with cattle as kind of a common phrase of the time? Like, are you going to do something absolutely useless? Can't do it. Horses don't run on rocks. Cattle don't plow on rocks or on the ocean. If you try to do that, you're going against what the world knows is practical. Ki hafachtem l'rosh mishpat. Because you have perverted justice. You have changed mishpat l'rosh in the sense of meirosh from Echa and Yirmiya to hemlock, to poison. You've poisoned justice. And you're poisoning the existence of the world. Ufrit tzedakah l'la'anah. And the fruit of righteousness, you're turning into wormwood, into this incredibly bitter drink that you only drink when you're in absolute dismay and mourning. What have you done? Instead of sweetening the bitterness of the world by having a just and charitable society, by letting people live good lives, what have you done instead? You've perverted justice and destroyed it, and righteousness is nowhere to be found. You refuse. Yigimel hasamechim lelo davar. You rejoice over nothingness. You're happy over useless kite, over avodah zara, over your parties. Lo davar in Hebrew means nothing. Lo davar, for nothing. Much ado about nothing, as Shakespeare would have said. But the Chazal tell us that lo davar here means over not obeying Dvar Hashem, over banishing Dvar Hashem from your lives. You rejoice over that. I don't need God, say the people of our world today. Chas v'chalila. Ha'onrim halo v'chazkenu lokachnu lanu karnoyim. The people who say, kochi v'otzim yadi, with our strength we have taken horns for ourselves. Everything we accomplished, we didn't get anything from God, they say. We did it all ourselves. We are incredibly triumphant people who know our own worth, know our own value. Rabbi Yet Shalom, again, in his love of language, points out that Karnayim could be connected to, in the Torah, where we talk about Ashtaros Karnayim. Karnayim was a town near Ashtaros, two towns right next to each other, approximately, he says, 4 kilometers apart, which were in the Bashan, and they were restored to Malchus Yisrael by Yeravam II. So we just got Ashtaros and Karnayim, those ancient places which we took possession of under God, Reuven, and Menashe, Chatzi Menashe. And now we say we did it ourselves. God, Peshaw. Chalila, Yudalad, Gihinani Mekim Aleichem Beis Yisrael, Um Hashem Elokei Tatzavakos, Goy. I'm going to raise up a nation against you, a Goy against you, O house of Israel, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lochatzu eschem, and they're going to oppress you. Milavo Chamos ad Nachal Ho'arava. From the approach to Chamos until the brook of the Arava, which is in Mitzrayim. Chamos is the northwestern corner of Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi. Nachal Arava is on the southwestern corner, says Rashi. So you took, with your own strength, all of this land from top to bottom. But guess what? You're going to be oppressed in that exact same land. You're going to lose it all. You're going to have nothing left to you. And then, we've said before in earlier Prakim, you're going to be exiled far beyond any place you've ever been to before. So a truly depressing and scary set of conditions of what's happening soon in the Gullus. But the people refuse to listen, and the Navi bats 0 out of 1,000.